This is Twit.
Zuckerberg plans to integrate WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger.
I thought that was super interesting, too.
Yeah, why don't they say Facebook?
Yeah. Weird.
Anyway, this is Mike Isaac, who's well-sourced, a San Francisco writer for the New York Times.
You know why that's weird, Leo?
Why?
Because, remember, the whole idea is this year, all of these founders left Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp founders. And we always read that it was because there were clashes
with Zuck,
and they didn't want their products integrated in this way. Right. They didn't want to join the Borg, and so either that's a leak from someone that's going after Zuck.
Oh, you're right.
Or
you're so smart.
That is Zuck is. You know what? I'm going to own
charge.
This.
I'm in charge here.
Exactly.
Yeah. The move has the potential to redefine how billions of people use the apps to connect with one another while strengthening Facebook's grip on users, writes Mike, raising antitrust, privacy, and security questions. It also, this is the key sentence, underscores how Mr. Zuckerberg is imposing his authority over units he once vowed to leave alone.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
This is probably I think that's a very powerful point, but the antitrust is the big one. I think Zuckerberg is moving so that he can't be broken up.
Well, one member of Congress tweeted, this is exactly why we should have paid closer attention to the WhatsApp and Instagram acquisitions, because in fact, that's exactly what's going to happen is this consolidation and Facebook's going to be totally dominant.
There's no way Facebook could do an acquisition in the next 18 months, a major one.
I disagree because I think it's a climate. I think we're in a climate now where if you're going to do it now.
Mm. Oh, right.
Yes. Right? The U.S. Closes. Government has other fish to fry, so to speak.
But what would they buy? What's worth buying?
Anything that's a threat.
What,
nothing
Snapchat?
Nothing at this point. Maybe they're big enough they don't need to.
Yeah, pretty much. There's not too much that they could buy. I mean, they could go and buy what's left of Yahoo from Verizon.
Something, TikTok. If content, something comes along that it poses a threat, if something's got a large user base, that's what they've done, basically. Each of these services has billions of users if you combine them. And by the way, this is not confirmed by Facebook. This is Mike's reporting. But if that happens, you have a behemoth now of users.
But remember, this
is good for users. I would be thrilled if I could use WhatsApp to talk to Facebook Messenger and use Instagram to talk to WhatsApp.
We need to be clear. They're not combining the apps.
No.
They're combining the infrastructure. Right.
Talk to each other.
Yeah.
And,
fair enough.
By the way, another good thing for end users, Zuck, according to this article, is going to insist on end-to-end encryption for all three. That's a good thing. Yeah, and that in face of Australia and others who say you can't do it.
But he's also – so what you're saying there is you've got to remember too that Facebook Messenger has end-to-end encryption, but it's not safe or private encryption. It's just end-to-end encryption.
Yeah, Facebook still has access to the keys, right? As does WhatsApp. Yes.
Yeah, but WhatsApp is actually end-to-end so that
they're
Facebook
using
can't
Signal.
Get into the mess.
So Facebook doesn't have WhatsApp keys?
No. Okay. Can't get into the data of WhatsApp. So that's why they can't monetize it and put ads against it. So the fear is it's not that Facebook Messenger will come up to a better level of encryption. It's more likely they're going to take the WhatsApp and take it down to Facebook. And that also solves a few things because the give to the governments might be, oh, Mr. Government, we're merging them together.
But
please don't antitrust us and break us up.
A better view inside the content.
Yeah.
We will give you legal intercept, legal and lawful intercept.
Sure. Yeah. There you go.
And if they did that, then the governments are going to be like, ooh. But as I was talking to my daughters about this today, and they just went like, we just stopped using Snapchat. We just stopped using WhatsApp and Instagram and find something else.
Yeah, I think that this is a step toward them trying to bring them together, clearly. And the number one reason behind it is likely because Facebook – it is just dead in the water with people under 30. WhatsApp and Instagram are not.
Right.
But, you know, Facebook, to all of those users, they're allergic to Facebook, right? Facebook is the network that my parents and my uncles and aunts and grandmas on, right? And so they don't want to be there, I think, to the point that I think if you do, that the users will flee and go somewhere else. And that's what, Facebook as a brand is essentially already a ticking time bomb because young users
which is why the time bomb, not just with its younger users, but also with government regulation, which is why Mark Zuckerberg wrote this Wall Street Journal opinion piece. The facts about Facebook. The facts. You're so wrong.
Did you see Kara Swisher's version of this?
No. What'd she say?
Let me look it up.
We need your information for operation and security, but you control whether we use it for advertising. People consistently tell us, writes Mark, that if they're going to see ads, they want them to be relevant. That means we need to understand their interests. And, you know, we don't sell that to anybody because, well, that's how we make money. We have a strong incentive to protect people's information from being accessed by anyone else. They don't do a very good job of it, but we have a strong incentive of it. What do you think? This is obviously aimed at both governmental regulators in the U.S. and in Europe.
Right, because now, number one, he's not gonna publish this in the New York Times because he hates the New York Times now. But number two, everyone at Davos is more likely to read it in the Wall Street Journal.
Ah, Davos!
And then,
that's a good point.
So then this ties into what we were just talking about, is because if he sees regulation coming and he's working the refs, and then you can do the old Microsoft thing of like, well, a year from now, if you try to have me break off Instagram or whatever, like as we're saying, they're all one code base. We can't do that. They're completely integral. But here's the other thing, and I'm going to totally quote the person that turned me on to this. Sarah Friar said that, remember, Zuck still likes the real identity part of social media.
Which I do too, to be honest with you.
And well, but also if you're selling ads against someone's real identity.
It's a lot easier. Yeah.
So
Twitter doesn't know who the hell you are. Right.
So, okay. Number one, this solves a lot of problems, right? So number one, governments were being nice and blah, blah, blah. And also by the time you actually bring the hammer down on us, our code base is unified. And also it's easier for advertisers. They don't have to spend on several different platforms. It's one platform. But then that's the bottom line, is that he's chopping off, as we know, he bought the threats to his business. Okay.
Yep.
But it's still not the pure business. So if Facebook, as was just being said, is not where the kids are at or where the growth is at or whatever, the problem that they still needed to solve was they had created their well-oiled business model, but these other arms of the business were not in that perfect business model. So boom, chop that off, and now you're going to be integrated into the sort of, you know, slicing and dicing, selling ads against every interest and thought that you ever had in your head that Facebook has done. So it doesn't matter if everyone leaves Facebook, because boom, they're going to fix that.
Yeah, well, if you're going to leave Facebook, you have to leave WhatsApp and Instagram too, or you haven't left Facebook at all.
Yeah.
What I learned when I deactivated my Facebook account is it doesn't deactivate Facebook Messenger.
Right. It's completely independent.
Completely independent.